Wait, how do you tweet? How do you go in there? You just write?
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for tonight, Sunday, October 13th. And we're excited about tonight's show because we have two women who love to talk about makeup and makeup education. So tonight we're talking to Marietta Carter-Narcisse and Donna Mee. But I just want to remind everyone that the call-in number for tonight's show is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. 4399. If you have a question or comment, you can call that number. You can also join us on Twitter for our tweet chat and use the hashtag Beauty Lounge. And then I'm going to check in first with my sister Denise just in case she has something she wants to share.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the lounge. Since we have Marietta on the line, I thought it would be nice if she would talk to us a little bit about the Artist Summit that she experienced this past weekend. And since our topic tonight is all about education, how was it, Marietta?
It was amazing, just absolutely the most powerful, powerful thing I have done for myself in a long time. It was just the most exhilarating, cathartic. Oh, my gosh. You know, I got my oil changed, my battery charged, my wheels aligned, my tires rotated, you know, all in one sitting.
And so you went there with the intentions of pouring out to others and teaching others and helping others along the way, and you were flipped around and turned upside down yourself.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize I took like two notebooks of notes. You know, I sure did. I took like two notebooks of notes. I mean, it just, you know, because as artists, sometimes we get trapped in our own little bubbles. And
right.
It's hard sometimes to release those creative energies. And, boy, I needed that reach. I needed a rectum rocket like there was no tomorrow.
So tell us, what was it about the Artist Summit that inspired you the most?
Well, you know, it really, what it was is when you have so many artists in just a concentrated forum with no distractions in a magical place, it just was explosion.
I like what you said on Saturday, Marietta, on your lipstick lecture when you said, you know, when you said no distraction and you said no product.
No
right.
product.
It wasn't about like a trade show. It was just education.
It was all education. There was no product to pull you away. It wasn't like you had 10 different speakers in 10 different rooms. You had to try to decide who you were going to listen to. It was a concentrated forum, a concentrated retreat. It was, we were in the same room at the same time listening to one presenter after the other who shared a common message delivered a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just powerful, just really powerful. And, you know, the artists who were there were artists who were eager and serious about taking whatever level they were at to another level of their careers, you know?
And
right.
So can you share with us what that message was, what that common message was?
I believe that the common message was we all have pitfalls. We all have obstacles, but don't give up on your dream. Keep pursuing. Mm-hmm. You know, when it gets rough, that's when it's time for you to put your nose to the grindstone even further. You know, refocus if you have to. Switch your priorities around when you have to. Be able to realize what your priorities are, you know, and where you want to go. You know, set realistic and tangible goals to achieve them.
Right.
And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Right.
You know, and, you know, the common things we talk about, you know, going the extra mile, learning how to network, you know, sending clear messages out to the universe, you know, really, like, refocusing and redirecting those energies and making sure that you're putting the right message out there. You know, just all of those things that we as artists need to stay on track with was really the overall message. And just know that you're not going to come out of school overnight with a lipstick and a powder puff and reach the success that somebody has put in 20, 30, 40 years in this industry.
Right, right.
You know, and this morning's graduate can't be this afternoon's instructor.
Yeah.
You know, we all have to pay our dues, and you got to pay your dues. You got to put in those 10,000 hours of practice before you can go out there and call yourself an expert in something.
Mm.
Well, this is perfect.
Right. We haven't even gotten into a nice conversation.
Exactly.
And that's, I mean, we could have just taken that and ran with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be perfect. For, you know, the beginning of tonight's conversation, I think. That's good stuff.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to officially say welcome to the show, Donna and Marietta. Thank you guys both for being here tonight.
You're welcome.
Thanks for asking us.
Absolutely. Well, I just think the two of you are the best of the best. So can you both just, like, briefly just give a brief introduction of who you are and tell us what you're currently doing right now, because you guys both have been on the show several times before, and the majority of the listeners already know how you got started in makeup and that kind of thing. We just want to know just who you are for anybody that's new and what you currently do
as far as
in the field of makeup, as far as education, yes.
Okay, you first, Marietta.
Okay, I have been in the industry since pretty much 1983. My concentration has been in film.
Uh-huh.
I have reinvented myself a gazillion times within this industry. I just did what I had to do at the time. I've learned how to reshuffle all my priorities and focus on what was most important at hand, and part of it was raising my family. In 2004, I relocated from Los Angeles to South Florida to make sure that my kid had a, you know, the right upbringing, the right balance in his life. And while here, I've done what I had to do, you know, including working at Lancome at Saks Galleria for 2 years. Most recently, my focus has been really just on education and trying to pass the baton. You know, I just want to pass the baton on to those who want a successful career in film, and there's a little formula to work on if you want to achieve that kind of success in film and television. And I've been focusing on education. I went back to school in 2009 and did my master's in higher education with an online, with a focus on adult teaching and learning and online teaching and learning. And so I started something called, well, I started in L.A., actually, Workshops by Marietta. Workshops by Marietta has been around for quite a while, but now my focus is to deliver it in an online forum because I'm not teaching physical makeup application. I am teaching the theoretical aspects of about this business. That's what my focus is, to deliver in an online forum. So it's not a how to do makeup. It is more of the theoretical aspects behind building your business in this industry, just building your business. And the other thing I'm doing is getting ready to put the 2014 makeup planner out there so that people can plan the event for the whole year so that you know what's coming up, so it makes it a lot easier for you to plan what trade shows you're going to attend. And using the 52-week money challenge, teach you how to budget so that you can attend those events and those continuing education classes that you need to get in throughout the course of the year.
Okay. Well, I didn't realize you started in 82 also, Marietta. That's when I started as well. So, gosh, we need a little reunion for that alone.
Right.
But I started in the industry in retail, like so many different people, even in the industry. And, you know, and I'm so proud that Marietta just even, you know, talked about that, how she even went back to Lancôme at one point. Because so many people look down on retail and think it's, you know, not good. And one of the reasons I came into this industry is because I realized so many women don't like what they see in the mirror. And to make them feel better about themselves, to raise their self-esteem and to make them feel better, to me is such a big deal. That's so much more rewarding to me than a supermodel just, you know, jumping out of a chair and, you know, running on stage or whatever. You know, I've done all that too. It's more fun to talk about a party than it is to really do. And I think most artists don't realize that until they get to that level. That, you know, making women feel beautiful is really the thing. That's what floats my boat, at least. You know, and I've done it all too, but started in retail as well for many, many years. At one point, I was the director of cosmetics for all of Nordstrom, so that meant I traveled and trained all the people on all the lines. And I discovered a little brand that no one had ever heard of before that was only sold in pro stores in Europe called Makeup Forever, and convinced them basically to sell retail in America. And for those who know Danny Sands, we know that European people don't really care for us Americans very much. And, you know, after her saying, no, you stupid Americans will not know what to do with my brand, it is professional only, you know, after four glasses of wine, she finally said yes. And the rest is history. Of course, now they're owned by Louis Vuitton and in every Sephora and all over the place. But after I left Makeup Forever, traveling with Danny Sands every day for 3 months, I met, you know, all kinds of famous makeup artists and every celebrity's personal, practically, I met, because they all knew Danny from Europe because she's such an icon over there. So I had met many, many people. And when I left Makeup Forever, I started my own makeup studio, and I quickly started my own agency, because back then there was only, I think, six. And I remember even Marietta, at the time you were dabbling the same thing when you helped open Fred Siegel Agency, correct?
Yeah, I opened my agency, and then my agency merged with Fred Siegel Agency.
Yeah. I mean, and now I think there's, you know, 50 agencies or more, probably just in the United States alone. But back then there was just so few. I mean, we never did film or anything. We had, you know, lots of different divisions, and I'm actually in the process of relaunching my agency. We have auditions next week. If there's any L.A., Orange County, San Diego, or Riverside people, you can Facebook me for details. I just did a post on that. But, you know, I went from my opening my own makeup studio in my house to expanding with the agency. I had so much more work than I could even do. So I started training people to bring them on into my agency so they knew what I felt was necessary for them to work in the industry. And that led to my academy. And when I first opened my academy, I thought I would teach for, you know, 8 or 9 months, and then I would, you know, pass the torch. And I realized, you know, 18 years later, I'm still teaching the majority of the classes because there's just so much. I mean, I love teaching. I think I'm really good at it. And I've developed some curriculum that, you know, it's quite a bit more advanced than anybody else usually teaches their covers, that is in scientific theory and whatnot. So now I travel around and teach in Australia. I go there several times a year. I'll be in Melbourne for 5 days in December teaching 5 master classes that practically sold out in less than 3 hours of announcing it on Facebook. And I'll be doing a 4-month intensive Bali beauty boot camp in Bali next May, if anybody wants to go study and learn in paradise.
Don't tempt us.
Yep, sounds good. Come on down.
I'll be snorkeling in the morning and teaching for 8-9 hours after that every day.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to teach that. I used to teach for Donna.
That's true. Marietta is
so
single.
Oh, that's right.
When I first opened my academy, she taught for the first 5 or 6 years. Well, maybe seven or eight years. For a while, I was flying you in from Florida even after you moved.
Even when I moved to Florida, I used to go back to L.A. and teach.
Yeah.
Wow. For a long time. Right, Donna?
Yeah, absolutely. I wish you were still here.
I know.
So
I mean, really, distance is the only thing that separated us, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
You two are very familiar with each other's teaching styles.
Oh, yeah.
I'm listening to both of you talk, and, you know, Marietta is big with, you know, you're known for film and television work. Donna, you do a lot of print and beauty work. Correct me if
I'm
wrong.
I'm sorry, I didn't talk about that. I specialize in corrective beauty for print.
Okay. Donna, you are really, or have really built an audience overseas. I mean, I know you have your school in Orange County, California, but would you say that you're out of the country almost as much as you are in this country with your work?
Well, not that bad.
Not that bad?
I mean, I travel and do classes. I usually go to Australia twice a year, and then I'm usually probably traveling an additional 3 or 4 times to other locations, wherever that may be.
Right.
Like Bali isn't coming up until next year. I've done San Francisco and San Jose. I've had requests to do London, South Africa, Malaysia, but I haven't got there yet. But I'm willing. Anyone interested, just call me and Marietta, right? We come with a package deal.
Right,
welcome, Marietta.
Right. Most definitely. The two of us together will cover the gamut.
You put, you know, at least 10 artists together, 3 or 4 days, and I'm sure we can make it happen.
Listen,
let's make it happen for 2014.
Yes, sure.
Let's do
it.
I need to go down to Australia with you.
Yeah,
right, Amy.
Aussies love you. I got lots of Aussies listening right now, I believe.
You know what? Because of Donna, I actually shipped planners to Australia, okay?
Oh, nice.
Oh, great. And it didn't even have any Aussie dates in it, I don't think.
It was?
I said, I don't even think you had any Aussie information in it. It was all based on U.S. information, isn't it?
No, I actually had the shows, the IMAT shows that were in Australia, I put in there.
Okay.
Yeah. I try to cover the shows wherever they are, because it also had all the BAFTA stuff, the film festivals, everything. So it didn't matter where they were, I put them in there. And that, you know, and it doesn't even matter, because what happens is it really helps you. Because I found that when I did shows in New York, people who had seen me in L.A. came back in from out of the country for the IMAT show and for the makeup show, and they'd seen me in L.A. originally and stuff. So I find that people just use, you know, it's a good holiday for them to come to the state, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Yes, the planner is fabulous. There was all kinds of events in there I didn't even know about, and I've been doing this for 33 years.
I know. That's the beauty of it. It really helps you to figure out what's going on and to really plan and work around and save. It allows you also, you know what's going on, so it gives you a few, 2, 3, 4, 5 months to save for something that normally you wouldn't have known was happening.
Absolutely. That's correct. Let me ask you, as educators, how do you set yourselves apart as educators, you know, in this beauty world where we have YouTube, when I say these things, I'm not putting YouTube down, but you have YouTube where you have people teaching most of the stuff you see on YouTube is a bunch of techniques. And then you have people on YouTube who are teaching, showing techniques, and they're not even makeup artists. And then you have makeup artists who just became makeup artists, you know, 5 months ago.
Yesterday.
And now, yesterday, basically. And this month, they're teaching what they call master classes. How do you set yourselves apart? And the reason why I ask this question is because I sometimes wonder, is it hard to get people to pay for education? And I know Marietta is focused with online, and Donna, you have a school and you travel. But is it hard to get people to, one, get serious about paying for education when you have people who are charging $50 for a class of whatever they're teaching, or $100? How do you guys set yourselves apart is my first question. And then do you find it hard to – well, I guess you don't, because both of you are still doing what you do. But how do you set yourselves apart?
Well, I mean, that's a loaded question. There's so many within there. But I think, you know, like you mentioned YouTube, and you feel like you do have to use that disclaimer that, you're going to get a lot of haters for anything you say, because there's a bazillion people that are so – literally addicted to YouTube and watching the tutorials. And there's millions of them, but I find that, like you said, they're mostly not working makeup artists. They're, people, but the majority are, younger girls or, young women, whatever you want to say, that just love makeup. And God bless them for loving makeup and being so damn enthusiastic about, how to put on this eyeliner or this whatever, which is fine. But what I find, I hate to use the word offensive about it, but is they're always just doing themselves for the most part, and for the most part they're pretty and attractive. And, people who aspire to do makeup, they sit at home and they watch it and they try to emulate it, and they're not getting the same results, and they feel like they're not good enough. They feel like they don't have the skill, like they shouldn't bother. And the sad thing is the person talking, isn't explaining or articulating how to do it based on her skin type, her color, and her bone structure, her lid size, her eye shape, or eye angle, or eye shape, none of that, because they don't know any of that, because they're just a girl who loves makeup. And the people at home, I think, if they're really, truly as addicted as they are, I think it's a disservice, and I think it hurts our industry in that way, that people feel dejected, and that bothers me. As an educator, I can't honestly watch those. I have people send them to me all the time. Like, oh, my God, look at this. How ridiculous is this? How ridiculous is that? Or can you believe they said this? This is totally wrong. And it's like, well, that's not the point. They're getting a million views. They get money for it. The more people who click on it or, watch the videos before and whatnot, they're making millions. Some of these people, maybe not millions, but they're making tens of thousands, absolutely. And, God bless them. I don't know what to say. The people who are out there really doing makeup, who can articulate exactly why to do it different for this coloring, this bone structure, this eye shape, and all that, that's what we do for a living. We can't afford to sit around, taping things on our laptops.
I know. You've touched upon a lot of the points that I was going to touch upon, too, which is they're primarily doing makeup on themselves. That, when you have to do makeup on a 55-year-old woman in film and make her look like about a 35-year-old, it's a whole different ballgame. And they don't understand the logistics of all of that. The problem I have with this is you can't manipulate until you understand the fundamentals.
Right.
And they're doing period makeup without even understanding that lip gloss wasn't invented.
I know, I see it all the time. People going to 80s parties and they're doing it. I'm like, no, that color wasn't invented yet. We didn't even have matte eyeshadows yet. You have to buy shimmer. And they all look at me like I'm crazy. They're like, whatever.
It truly amazes me. And I completely agree with you. I find it offensive. And a lot of them they don't know the history of the industry that they're participating in, and it bothers me. It bothers me because I work so hard to reach a certain level within the industry, and it bothers me how it's become diluted with people who have just picked up a powder puff and a lipstick and call themselves makeup artists.
Right.
Well, I also think there's still very few real educators out there. I constantly am on this bandwagon, and I may have said it one of the last times I was on your show, but I encourage anyone who wants to become a makeup artist, or even just loves makeup, before you do any education, whether it's live or, buying videos or going to a school or a community college or whatever, don't invest even 10 cents until you do your research. Just because it's close to your house, or, you know, your friend went there and she thinks it's cool, does not mean you're going to get anything for your money. You asked, you know, how hard is it to get enrollments. I mean, we have no issues with enrollments at my academy. We turn people away. You have to interview for a spot, even in the bad economy. But the point is there's lots of people who end up at, you know, the local schools in my area. There's all kinds of scam schools who they don't teach anything that any kind of looks or makeup application that you could actually do for a living that anyone would pay you for. You know, they're still doing all this Day of the Dead makeup that's cracked me up because it's like so 3 years ago, and that's like their master class. You know, it's like, okay, mm-hmm. So maybe you'll get a Halloween booking for someone who wants to be that again. You know, and, you know, my issue is, you know, getting IMATS upset at me is because I said on stage, I have a bone to pick with the school to teach that fashion makeup is about gluing, you know, bad Halloween lashes and beads and seashells and dingle balls to your face. That is not what fashion makeup is. And sadly, right. There's so many schools that is all they're teaching because their teachers aren't, you know, savvy in the industry. They may have, you know, done a few things. They probably don't have a resume that's impressive. They probably don't even have a true portfolio. They don't have, you know, credits. They maybe have never been published, you know, but they're teaching. And sadly, today's society is so about instant gratification that they don't do research.
Right.
They don't look into the school. They don't see if they have a success rate. They don't see if they have complaint. They don't see that they're on ripoffreport.com. They don't see they have 400 class action lawsuits, which so many schools have, but they're flourishing. And it's part of today's society. We just want to hurry up and we want what we want, and we don't look into it. But then everyone complains later. Then they complain they don't want to pay for good education because they've been ripped off so many times. That
is
a problem.
To interrupt you, Donna, one of the things also, because you are a good artist does not necessarily make you a good instructor.
Ever.
Right.
It does not qualify you for teaching, because you are good at your craft does not necessarily mean that you can get it across for the 15, 20 people you have in a classroom that they are going to learn what you're saying if you don't have any teaching skills.
Yeah, so many people can't articulate what they do. There's there are people with natural talent, you know, that just can't explain how they knew why to pick what color. You don't want to learn or pay that person to go, I don't know, I just know. I mean, I've heard that, and it's just, you know, you need to say, well, based on color theory, because their eyes have golden flecks in it, you want to do that, because if I would have used this color, it has too much shimmer, and it's going to reflect white with flash photography, which is going to make their eye look more blue. So because we wanted to make it look green, we had to use a warm sheen instead, which is hard to find. Well, you know, you have to have a reason and science behind every answer, or the people can't learn that much unless they're doing that exact model at some point.
Yep. Well, let me ask you all, do you think people want to learn that much based on what you've seen? I mean, I know, Donna, your classes are successful. Marietta, your classes are successful. But do you think for the masses people want to learn that much, or do people just want to do makeup?
They want the quick fix. They want the easy bake oven.
Yeah. See, what's so different about my school, like I said, is I don't choose to enroll those. That's one of the things they have to prove to us, that we feel that they're serious and focused and really want to do it as a serious career, not just make a living, people who really want to excel their craft. You know, if you just want to go through a thing and get a certificate and, you know, some school will tell you you're qualified to do TV, film, video print, runway, bridal makeup in a week, go somewhere else. Because I'm not going to lie to you, I don't even want you to work at the mall under 60 hours of training.
I don't know if it's, you know, and everybody claims that they don't want to be in school that long because they all have ADD.
And they do.
I mean, it's sickening. It's like you can't sit still. If you can't sit still, I don't see how you're going to be in a film set for 16 hours a day.
Yeah. How are you going to be able to do a makeup if you can't sit still? I mean,
you know,
There are people out there who, you know, you see them all the time. It doesn't matter whose face is before them.
They do the same thing. I mean, it's the same makeup, you know, all the time. They don't take into consideration.
That's about 75% of makeup artists, if you ask me.
Yeah. They don't take into consideration anything. Forget the face shape. It doesn't matter. They do the same thing all the time.
It's like a big face stamp.
Well, pretty much. Pretty much.
I know. I see it every day on Facebook.
In my classes, I had one student recently in a film class I was teaching, and I pretty much had to say, I said, you know what? When production hires you, you can't run around you don't even call in. You just don't show up because you're running around trying to find a home for a cat. You can't do that. There's a certain sense of responsibility and commitment that comes with being hired for something. So if you practice those kind of habits as a student, unfortunately, when you get out of school, those are the same habits that you're going to incorporate into your working environment. And it's quite sad. People don't realize that you're not going to be this way in school, and then all of a sudden when you get out of school, in some miraculous way, you're going to become this exemplary makeup artist with all this discipline. If you don't have the discipline to sit still in school, and school is not a 12-hour day, how are you going to function on a film set that's a minimum of 12 hours? You can't.
Yeah.
Personally, if I had my way, I would keep students at least one day a week who are interested in a career in film. I would keep them to a real film set day, okay? As if I had my way.
Well, I'm sure some of my grads are out there that know I kind of do that. I mean, my classes are ideally 5 to 10 in the evening. But my students know that they rarely walk out of the building at 10. I've kept them till 2 a.m. before. Like, if we're in the middle of a lecture and there's still things that I know are relevant that I feel that I want to say, my rule is you can leave at 10 o'clock, but I don't stop talking to the last person with you. And they rarely leave.
So let me ask you, ladies, and, you know, Donna, since I know you do classes in a classroom setting, and Marietta, your classes are online.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get that to work for you? And why did you choose, especially you, Marietta, doing the online classes, why did you go the online route?
I chose because I like online because I feel that what I'm delivering is probably best done online because you can get a cup of tea, a cup of coffee,
right.
If you choose to, because what I'm teaching is a lot of the theoretical aspects of the industry. I'm teaching how to break a script down, how you know, continuity, the business aspects of the industry. So I feel that set etiquette, things of that nature, I feel those don't necessarily have to be delivered within the classroom setting.
Right. There's no need for hands-on, per se.
Right. No, they're not, and what I'm delivering actually gives you an opportunity to have a different kind of environment and, you know, then do homework and come back and discuss. And it's like mine is a classroom. Mine is a live classroom, except you're in your own space. It also allows for people who can't travel.
Right.
Because of whatever the situation, to be able to get the same benefits. And what I'm teaching, a lot of it is not taught in school per se.
Right.
So this is a much more detailed aspect of what is skimmed over the surface in school to really allow you to understand the intricate details of this industry, especially in film and television, and how you can function. Also, the business stuff that you might not grasp in a classroom, it gives you a chance. So my focus is really bridging the gap between school and the set.
Okay.
And plug in the loophole for you. So
which
because
is true.
Hello?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're here.
No, I said I actually did my master's online, and it was very tough. It's very challenging. It's very hard. Very difficult. And I figured out ways to deliver what I do and what students get restless in the classroom for to be able to do it online.
Gotcha.
So that, I mean,
I agree. Business and marketing, you know, you don't have to be their live. And I know what Marietta covers because she used to cover it for me in my classes. And it's true. Like, I, at the time, we were the only school that taught any of that. You know, they'll, you know, mention script breakdown and hand people a vocabulary thing, you know, a few sentences that explains it. But literally how to do it and whatnot, that's so imperative. And people leave schools and they don't get that information nowadays.
Right.
Right.
So I don't have, you know, I am not one to pick up a makeup brush and tell you I'm going to teach you live online because I'm not going to do that. That's not what I'm interested in doing.
Right.
Because I believe certain things need to be. But I can teach you the theoretical aspects of makeup artistry online that you still have to learn no matter what. I can teach you the history of makeup online. You got to do the practical aspects in person.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I mean, it's tough, but I find that because students have such short attention spans that if they learn some of this stuff before they even come into school, then it puts together that theory with the practice to make the two connect.
Gotcha.
Especially for students who have to travel long distances. Some aspects of it can be delivered before they even leave wherever they're coming from. So when they get to school, they have already read so much stuff that they can really ask some serious questions pertaining to really going through school. I mean, that's my take on things, you know.
Yeah, because like you said, some people can't travel. Like, I've had people trying to get me to do online training videos and, you know, all these things for over a decade. And, you know, at first I was like, it's ridiculous because you can't really teach hands-on. I mean, of course, to a degree with all the YouTube videos, everyone thinks you can. That's the thing. They don't realize that they're just sitting there more or less being entertained and they're not technically learning, you know, the tip of the iceberg, but they don't even understand the iceberg exists. So, you know, you can't help somebody, you know, if you're not there one-on-one. There's so much more than put this product on her face, you know. There's which brush and how to use it and how to dip it and how to tap it off and how much pressure and at which angle do you place it on her face and, you know, based on her amount of loss of elasticity or not, you know, what to do differently and how to troubleshoot and how to fix. You just can't experience that portion of it. But I also can understand that, you know, there's a million wannabe makeup artists in some parts of different countries as well as America who don't have access and they'll never get to come to my academy. So, you know, until someone said it to me in those terms and I thought, gosh, that hurts my heart. It's like I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. But there's some people who have zero access to what I deliver. Something would be better than nothing.
Right, exactly.
I feel that, you know, there is something you can get from hands-on, but the full academy, I just got certified a certificate on online training as a makeup artist, okay, that's different. You know, Marietta delivers business and marketing, and yeah, I mean, you could do that whether it was a television infomercial or anywhere, you know, as long as people can hear it. It's not even necessarily a visual thing, but visual would help. But, you know, makeup, you know, yes, you can get something out of it. But, you know, the way I teach is so different because everything I teach is based on scientific theory. There's not a thing that comes out of my mouth at my academy that couldn't be proven in a court of law. I never say, this is the way I do it. I like it like this. This is my favorite thing. You know, it's always, okay, if her skin is dehydrated, we would utilize this. And if she was really dry, we would do this. If she was flaky, we would do this. I mean, every single thing about her skin, about why I picked the color, about, you know, placement, about, you know, the bone structure and the lighting and the set, if it's indoor or outdoor, and if it's outdoor, what time of day. I mean, all of that is covered in theory. So they can relate it to any single client in their chair. And I know from experience, there's not another school that teaches that. I've traveled all over the world. I have trained people that have been to every makeup school, period. And, you know, if you read my testimonials, you'll see people say, wow, I learned more from you in, you know, a day or so or however many days I did than I did, you know, more notes I took from you in a day than I took in, you know, a year somewhere else. Because I cover how they can relate it to other people, which is very different. But I know when I first started teaching, I wasn't as good at teaching as I am now because so many people every semester, ask so many questions, and I'm one of those people that, you know, I won't bullshit if I don't know. I'll go, wow,
right.
I've never been asked that question. I get kind of excited now when people ask me something I've never been asked because I'm excited to go look it up. And I said, I'll tell you tomorrow the answer to that. And so by now, it's rare that someone will ask me a question that's never been asked, but it happens every once in a while. I get so excited I could practically do cartwheels when it happens because, like, I've never thought of that.
Now, Donna, now, because I know since you're in the classroom setting, why have you decided to stay in that classroom setting and not move to, like, an online setting?
Because the hands-on part is so important. I mean, mm-hmm. I can teach theory all day long online, and people can get it, but there's so much to the actual application, like I talked about, is, you know, how much pressure and, you know, like sometimes I can look at their makeup and go, do you know how I know you did that eye first? And they'll be like, how do you know that? And I can literally tell them exactly why I can tell based on how it looks. Or I can walk up to the model and say, you're left-handed, aren't you? And the model goes, yeah. And I get in your bathroom, your mirror is on your left and your light is overhead, right? And they go, how do you know that? I mean, I can just tell things about people. And there's so much you can't articulate that, you know, over, I don't know, in a video setting. There's so much that you can address from the makeup artist perspective of what they did right, what they did wrong. Sometimes you have to watch to see what they're doing wrong. But I've been doing this so long for so many tens of thousands of faces and troubleshoot so many things, not a lot escapes me. I can usually tell people exactly what they did wrong, if they skipped a product or if, you know, whatever, they're rubbing too hard or too much pressure or not enough pressure, not enough on their brush or using the wrong brush or that you've tried to put powder on with synthetic bristle. That's a problem. You know, there's people who only sell synthetic bristle brushes and so they'll pretend that everything goes on great. But that's not true.
So that, just, you know, that's from the experience I in teaching so much, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, teaching my academy has made me so much of a better artist because
yes.
It's made me realize different things. I've seen a million more faces than, you know, most makeup artists because I've been doing this. There's a lot of makeup artists who've taught a little here or there. I mean, I have been teaching nonstop for 18 years, but that's just my academy. Prior to that, I was a teacher with Makeup Forever. I was a trainer with Christian Dior. I've done this. I've been teaching over 20-something years. So, you know, the theory and how to explain it, like Marietta said, people are so ADD nowadays, and I know that sounds like a sad, you know, excuse, but it's true. When I first opened my academy, you know, I'm one of the only schools that has really intense written tests. My written tests are hundreds of questions long because we teach so much theory. And, you know, a lot of people won't pass because they're dyslexic or ADD or ADHD or there's so many learning disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say, you know, a photographer is not going to come up and say, articulate to me how you know which product to put on if she's outdoor at this time of day shooting and you want this kind of look. I mean, but I need to know that you grasped that from me or I'm not comfortable giving you my certificate. That's why the certificates from my school are pretty sought after. Because not everybody gets one. You know, even though you sat through 350 hours of beauty training, that doesn't mean you grasped enough to me. You got to prove to me that you grasped it. And I'm getting off subject. I forget what my question was.
You know,
quite all right.
One of the things is that I think from being, when you have to teach someone, it allows you to know what you know and don't know. And I find that when I go through, like I tell some of my students I have eyes in my back. I said, I can tell where you've shortchanged yourself. I can tell where you've shortchanged in a product. I can tell when your brushes, when you clean your brushes, what you do with your brushes because they look so frayed. You can't draw a straight
right.
lip line with a frayed lip brush. I mean, I can tell how you treat your brushes. I can tell how you apply. Like Donna said, I can tell if you're a right-handed person forcing to put makeup on from the left side of the person you're standing next the left side of your client. I mean, I can tell a lot of different little things that you don't really think I'm paying attention to. And one of the things I teach you to do is to really step back and pay attention to the detail of your work, especially for film. It's going to be blown up 40 feet, film, you know, I let them know. I said, you know, film separates body parts. So there's another word shot. You know, it separates body parts different than television. Television, you're seeing three-quarter shots. You're not seeing shots in television, you know. A lot of times when you see close-ups of television, they're distorted. There's some kind of parallax angle that you're looking at. But in film, that's, you know, one eye that's 40 feet. That's it. There's nothing else on screen but that one eye or one nostril or, you know what I mean, or a finger or some individual body part that you're seeing. So it's like the attention to detail is a must, and there's nobody going to run up there and retouch it.
No.
You know, and so it's like you have to be able to sit back and be critical of your work and look at it for what it is. So, like Jonathan, the more you teach, the more you realize what you know or don't know, and that's one of the things that I take a lot of pride in. It's like I've been teaching for years. Oh my God, I've been teaching before I moved to LA. So that's in the 70s is when I started teaching, and you know, it really, and I stay current. I like learning. I think learning is I mean, I get a boner from learning, you know? I mean, it from knowing and researching and understanding and, you know, having all my ducks in a row. And like Donna said, if I don't know it, I'm going to look it up. And one of the things I realized is that a lot of students don't ask questions, not enough questions. And they feel in some miraculous way that when they get outside, that everything that they said in class is going to be absorbed and they'll be able to function. But if you don't ask questions when you get outside that school door, you don't know what's going on. You know?
It's true. I mean, I encourage my people. I mean, we cover, you know, a lot more in-depth curriculum than most schools, but I even teach my students, you're never going to know everything. There is constantly new ingredients, new techniques, new formulations, new colors, new technology. There's new lighting. I mean, I remember when 3 megapixels was a big deal in general, you know, or, I mean, the change between just film and digital in general. I mean, there's always going to be something new that you need to keep, you know, assured of. When I hear that some of my grads, you know, they don't go to IMAX or the makeup show, especially being here in Orange County. I mean, yeah, it's an hour drive. There's people who fly in from all over the world for those shows.
Exactly.
And when my grads don't want to bother, I couldn't afford a ticket, it's like, then you're not doing what I taught you. You're not working. You're not investing in yourself. You're not investing in your career. Yeah, there's a lot of poopy speakers at those shows sometimes that are just hawking products, of course, but that comes back to do your research. Just because you like the topic doesn't mean the person they pick to talk about it knows what the hell they're saying. You know, if the speaker's no good, get out and walk out. Go find a better class. But so many people go to the shows, and all they want to do is go buy a bunch of products, you know. The he who dies with the biggest kit does not win. It's he who knows how to use their kit that's out there making a living. And the education should be the priority at every show anyone goes to.
Right.
You're right.
You are so right.
Totally
I just remember
right.
the day. I just remember the day of makeup trade shows when you would go and sit in, especially Marietta. I remember going and listening to Mary years ago, listening to Marietta, and you just being there with your notebook or your tape recorders or whatever, and you're just taking so many notes because she had so much to say. And now, when you go to some of these shows, sessions that you go and you sit in, it's so product focused, you know, and showing you a technique and kind of like, you know, pushing a product that that's why I'm really enjoying tonight's conversation, because I just remember back when I first started, there were a lot of classes with educators such as yourselves who had years of experience and you had been teaching a long time, you know, pretty much people who knew what they were talking about. And that's kind of what I'm missing, you know, today when you go in. And like, I don't really attend a lot of the makeup, unless I'm going to one of the trade shows, I haven't really taken any outside classes because of that. So for me and for somebody who's just starting out in the business, who's looking for a great class, or even a makeup
academy
school. Or even a makeup school. What should you be looking for? And I know earlier, Donna, you mentioned, like, you know, basically kind of like investigating the school and, you know, that kind of thing. But when we're looking for a class or makeup program, what should we be thinking about and looking for?
I mean, look for the educator and their own work. I mean, I see people advertising classes all the time, and they're advertising class on print and editorial, and they don't even have a tear sheet, you know? Or they do, but it's very much nothing impressive from some local magazine or whatnot. So, but, you know, people that just love makeup don't even know what a tear sheet is, so they don't know the difference. But, you know, think about your overall goal. What is it you want to do? You want to be the best bridal makeup artist in your town? Okay, well, find out who the best bridal makeup artist in your town is now and try to assist them, intern for them. I mean, find the right person. That doesn't, just because you want to do bridal makeup, doesn't mean the bridal class closest to you is going to teach you necessarily much of anything. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time someone tells me they spent hundreds of dollars for a class and they didn't learn a damn thing. Like, I know, because I was, you know, a makeup artist dying for information for the first probably dozen years of my career. And there weren't makeup artist trade shows back then. So I was stuck going to cosmetology shows and getting different books and trying so hard to just somebody throw me a bone. Somebody teach me how to pick a foundation. Somebody teach me something. And I went to, you know, so many classes and just literally learned nothing. And I used to honestly think that makeup artists didn't want to tell me their secrets because they didn't want competition. And then it took me a long time to realize, no, they're just bullshitting their way through. So many people are just flying by the seat of their pants. And there's a lot of people now, there's a lot of, you know, big-name artists that work. And honestly, if you assist them, you're a little horrified because once you get to a certain level, people have to Photoshop your stuff. And therefore, they never master their skills. They just, you know, hand it over, and everybody else has to make up for it. So, I mean, the classes I teach are always based in pretend Photoshop doesn't exist. Own it yourself. Be proud of your work. Have photographers be blown away that they don't have to spend 3 hours fixing your image. Give them 2 minutes to get rid of her facial hair or her zit or whatever. You know, we can only cover up discoloration of a blemish. The bump itself is going to cast an illusion of a shadow or whatnot, depending on how it lights. Those are the kind of things they should be fixing, not our work.
Exactly.
I'm old school too.
And that's, you know, that's one of the things that I loved about the Artist Summit, that Michael was really stressed. There were notebooks and pencils, and he says, you can use all the technology you want, but you're going to miss half of what everybody's saying when you're so busy trying to type stuff in. Whereas with a pen and paper, you can write it down. And that makes so much sense. So I am real old school when it comes to that, too. I like the pen and paper because you miss too much sometimes.
Yes.
And when your technology stuff breaks, what are you going to do? You have no backup.
And not just that, Marietta, but pen and paper or pencil and paper forces you to listen, like to really listen.
Yes, yes. Ditto, ditto, ditto.
I think artists are missing out on a lot. I mean, technology is great, but I think we're missing out on just simply the basics.
Yeah.
Of course. But
back to your question about how do you find a good educator, maybe besides, you know, doing your research. I mean, literally look for feedback and testimonials, whether it's on websites or message boards in the industry, from other people that have gone to those classes or trainings or seminars, or even if it's just a speaker at IMAX or the makeup show, you know. Our time is valuable. And, you know, if someone, you can't find anyone who says, oh, my God, the class is amazing, I learned a lot, there's a reason. People constantly accuse me that my testimony was like, that can't even be possible. I must have made them up. So that's why I put everyone's name and city. So you can look them up, Google them, Facebook them, ask them yourself if they said that stuff. Like, I'm too known in this industry to make up testimonials. There's no reason to. Teaching is my thing. Like Maria said, it's what floats my boat. It's what gets me off, whatever you want to say. And it frustrates me that so many people, you know, don't go in depth. You know, people say, oh, this is where you call into it, right here. Well, kind of it's based on the curvature of her head. And there's a difference in making her look like she has a cheekbone. Guess what? We all have cheekbones. We all have two eyes, a nose, whatnot. The epitome of beauty isn't to look like you got a cheekbone. It's a high prominent cheekbone. And nobody does that right for the most part. Everyone puts it in the same place where they think Kevin Aucoin did it, which is a misinterpretation of his book in the first place.
They can't bring Kevin Aucoin work into my classroom and tell me it's research. It's like, when I tell you to research the period, I want you to bring authentic period photos in. Don't bring me somebody else's interpretation of the period, because you will never know how to do the correct thing to present to a director if you don't bring authentic research into my class.
Right.
You know, don't bring me a movie that was made about the – don't bring me the Great Gatsby and tell me that it was made back then.
Right.
You know, and expect me to believe that that's your research. That's somebody else's interpretation of the period. I want your own interpretation of the period. So you're going to deliver with authentic research. That's the key, really.
Well, let me say this. Marietta, I've been waiting for years to take one of your period makeup classes. So what I'm requesting is like maybe a 2 to 4 day, you know, class slash retreat slash girls getting together type of thing where Marietta and Donna.
Let's go on a boat. Let's go on a boat. Right, Eugenia? Let's go on a boat. Donna, let's go on a boat.
Where are we going? Some of your corrective work. I want you to do some of that. And Marietta, your period stuff. Let's just have a class and, you know, vacation and all that, you know, conversations. Just like now, because I learned so much just by listening first. I mean, I know doing a class would be a great experience as well, but I love the listening and the talking, you know, the conversation piece of it too. So let's, you all plan that, okay? Plan that.
We can
sure,
go in a boat, like Turner Film Classics actually has a film festival on a boat.
Really?
Yeah, they do. They
That's
have a film.
Cool.
They have the Turner Film Festival is on a boat.
Hmm.
That's right. That leaves right out here out of Fort Lauderdale.
Well, can we just go to Barbados?
Of course we can. Anytime.
I'll go anywhere tropical.
Donnie, you trace all over the world. Let's just go down to my home country.
Yes. Exactly.
I'm in.
Well, listen, Donna, tell me a little bit about your Bali Beauty Boot Camp.
It's coming up. It's in May 2014. Is people can book either the entire 4 weeks or they can book 2 or 3 weeks. I know everybody can't take a month vacation. I ideally made this originally for my Aussies because I have so many artists over there who were asking, and it's a really inexpensive flight from Australia. And people in Australia, unlike us Americans, they get long vacations, months off, paid vacations every year. Or in America, we're lucky if we take a week off. So it's covering everything. It's actually the first two classes that I usually do at my academy. So the introduction and the advanced makeup artistry application techniques course. So it's very intensive theory as far as starting with the science of skin and everything makeup artists should know to make a difference in their better makeup. Because a lot of people think, oh, I'm an esthetician or a beauty therapist, I don't need it. And, you know, sadly, our curriculum was written in the 40s when it comes to that kind of thing. And, you know, technology, like we've mentioned, has really expanded and moved on. And they're not really teaching what, you know, based on what you see in their skin, I don't know which foundation to grab. Most people just put the same thing on everybody no matter what, you know. But it's like why you would do it this, why you would put on, you know, a specific moisturizer to make the foundation look better. If the foundation doesn't look good, it's all downhill from there. So it starts with the science of skin, and it comes all, of course, all the makeup basics, and so we can go into true corrective makeup. and contouring and highlighting and creating different illusions of bone structure and eye makeup, you know, all the way to beauty and ethnic and glamour, even mature makeup. You know, nobody ever wants to take a mature makeup class, sadly, because it doesn't sound fun, like, you know, smoky eyes or runway makeup.
Right.
But the truth is, mature people are going to be in your chair your whole career. And if you don't know how to master it, you're dropping the ball. You can't just be confident in your 17-year-olds. You know, you have to be able to master any face, no matter how good or bad their skin is, no matter how full their face is, no matter how, you know, dehydrated or how much acne or whatever. It's, you know, it's part of really mastering our career, and nobody ever wants to talk about it. Therefore, nobody really knows how to do it. They all just want to Photoshop it in the end, and that's not right, in my opinion. But we also cover, you know, intense color theory as it applies to makeup and the advanced methods I created in contour and highlight and color theory is what I was written up for last year in the medical journal, because my findings are all based on science and can be proven. And, you know, I have a lot of doctors that refer me clients, and they convince the medical board that I could make their patients happier with what they saw in the mirror than what they could do with surgery and scar removal and scar revision treatments and all that. So that was kind of a big deal. So I cover all of that in the classes, in addition to, you know, all the different just advanced makeups. So anyone who would attend my full Bali Beauty Boot Camp, they could then, if they wanted, to come back to my academy in America and then do the five-week advanced runway bridal class where, you know, the last 3 days is the final. The 2 days are a photo shoot where they do models all day long. Let's shoot with two different photographers and end up with some really beautiful portfolio images. In fact, I just posted, I think, about a dozen images from my semester that just ended last month. Of my students' work and their first images. And, you know, I mentioned that, you know, the quality of work my students put out after, you know, 4 months of training, it took me 12 years to do that. But they're getting in 4 months everything I learned in 30 years of my industry, blood, sweat, and tears. I'm packing it all in. So they start off at such a stronger level as far as their application skills.
Wow, I was just looking at the link that you put out there.
Which link? This, oh, for Bali?
For Bali.
I got an
amazing experience. And so you said it's 4 weeks, but those weeks, is it 6 days a week?
It is 5 and 6 days a week, some of the weeks, yeah. So, I mean, when I say intensive, and that's no joke. I mean, students know I talk for 6 to 8 hours straight. If you got to pee, you better go quick because you're going to miss something.
Oh, God. It's a real boot camp, huh?
It is. That's why I call it boot camp for sure. So it is very, very intense. So I encourage people to go to my website. It's www, of course. Donna Mee, M-E-E, I have two E's in my last name, inc.com. And if you look at my academy or my agency, my studio, my portfolio, look at my testimonials. Like I said, me and Marietta are old school. We do things differently. You know, you get what you
get. Very old school, Donna Mee. But you know what,
yeah.
Donna, the basics don't change, and that's the problem I have with a lot of today's education. A lot of the basics are being shortchanged.
Right.
So these kids are coming out of school thinking that, you know, makeup is only a smoky eye.
Yeah, and they're not taught that, you know, depending on their eye spacing, you can't even do a smoky eye. And I'm so tired of everyone telling everyone they have a downcast eye because they don't know how to do it.
Yep.
Well, I'm tired of everyone thinking the smoky eye is a color and not a technique.
That's pretty funny.
I mean, and why does every smoky eye have to be black?
I know. I don't get that either. I don't get that. I don't get it. I don't get it. And, you know, it's like learn how to adjust and adapt to the face that you're working on.
Exactly.
I mean, everybody's a cookie cutter artist. I mean, and that's one, that was one of the things that James Vincent stressed. I mean, he couldn't keep stressing. It's like, you can't be a cookie cutter makeup artist. That's not what's going to separate you from the pack.
Right.
It's learn how to do things. Learn how to expand upon the basics. But first, learn the basics. Again, you cannot manipulate what you don't know.
Right.
Right. And it's like, you know, the old adage, you've got to learn the rules before you know how to break them.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Now, Donna,
yes.
I understand that you mentioned earlier that your agency are going to be doing auditions soon, actually Friday coming up on the 18th.
Yeah, Friday I'm actually doing an audition with mainly my grads because, of course, I'd rather, you know, send out my own grads for work. But the following Sunday, I am doing, you know, outside artists. So, you know, as long as people can prove to me that they've got some skill and they have, you know, professionalism and dependability, then we're doing auditions. So we're relaunching the agency and adding quite a few different divisions. So, you know, besides in-studio appointments, you know, the bridal, the commercial, and the print, you know, we do a little bit of TV and video work here and there, and we don't do film, you know, ideally. But all different divisions, we're looking for hair and makeup right now to update the roster.
And you're looking for people of various levels, correct?
Yes. You know,
so
even
when you
people
various,
who don't
when
have
you
a lot
various,
of experience.
Okay.
Even for people without a lot of experience, I mean, we'll start them off with a small studio appointment, you know, doing a prom girl or whatnot. You know, you don't, I don't mean to, you know, be mean to the prom girl, but, you know, she's a 16, 17, 18-year-old girl. You know, a newer artist that's not got a lot of confidence will get eaten alive if I send her out a video set. I would never do it. But she's got to put in her dues first and show up and be dependable. And a high school girl's going to be, you know, just fine, probably ideally with whatever they do. You know, we're not basing on, is it going to work in HD? Is it okay for this? Did she understand, you know, the set terminology that the director is talking to her about, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, starting off at a simple level like that and headshots and whatnot. So then they'll graduate to the bridal division and then, you know, so on and just grow with us. They've got to prove to us, you know, that they're, like I said, dependable. They can jump on time. They have a good attitude. They're hygienic and all that first.
So, and that stuff is more important to you than their skill.
Well, I mean, I'm looking for skill as well, of course.
Well,
but
I
don't care how
healthy
you
are.
If you got a bad attitude or you're not hygienic, you're not going to go anywhere with me.
Right. So that's the 20th when you're doing auditions for those outside of those that are not your students. Is on the 20th.
Yeah, my grads are coming on Friday, and on Sunday we're doing outside artists.
Okay.
So they can call. I posted a link, I think. I don't know. It's not showing up for me.
But
if not, they can go to my Facebook at Donna Me MWE, and there's links there as well if anybody's, you know, from the area.
Oh. So what do you ladies think is next when it comes to how makeup artists are going to be educated? Do you think things will continue on the same path that they're going?
Well, I don't think that YouTube's going away anytime soon, but ideally, you know, people realize that, you know, free on YouTube is only going to get you so far. And, you know, my wish for people is to just, like I said, investigate the education first. As you guys know, that I've been dealing with Sue Bryce, who's a very famous photographer and who is on creativelive.com. You know, a lot of makeup artists might be unaware of Creative Live. It's free online classes, but then you can buy more classes. And I've been dealing with her and launching classes coming up soon. in November. We're going to start working on that. So I don't know how long it takes them to come out, but perhaps early 2014, I imagine. So there will be some online things covered and, you know, things that can be articulated online.
All right, so
I think a lot of artists want the quick fix.
Yeah,
I think the thing I hear constantly is makeup artists like, I've been working for whatever, fill in the blank, 2 years, 7 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever. I just need a little update. And, you know, often people will come to my academy and say they just need an update and they don't want to sit through the beginning classes because they've already been doing. And, you know, I always say, fine, here's an entrance exam. You have to prove to me you know this information because I can't have you holding up an advanced class asking really dumb questions. And, you know, almost no one ever passes. So people often feel they're at a level that they're not. But you don't know what you don't know until you find out you didn't know, is something I constantly say at my training. And I love to open artists' eyes to realize there's more to it. There's always room for growth. And it's that reticular activation, like if someone points out a car that they like and you think you've never really noticed it before, and all of a sudden you see it everywhere. It was always there. You just, the more you know, the more you are aware of it. So I can point out something with my students' makeup, and they've been staring for 20 minutes, and they're like, oh, yeah, now I see it. But I wasn't trained to see the mistakes before, but now it is, and ideally they don't ever make that mistake again. So the more of those little light bulb moments you can deliver, the more artists can grow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, Ben, I remember hearing you say something earlier about marketing. We were talking about online classes, and you were talking about business and marketing. Do the both of you ladies, what are your thoughts on this? I was wondering, why is it becoming more important for educators to focus on business, the business of makeup? Nowadays, I'm noticing that a lot of people are now talking about the business of makeup as opposed to, you know, some type of technique.
Because it is a business. This is your business. From the moment you've thrown caution to the wind and decide that you are going to be living from paycheck to paycheck, you are a freelancer, and it is your business. You are the CEO. You are the chief cook and bottle wash of your business. You are responsible for it. You have to build it, market it, grow it. This is what you do. This is how you're not working for somebody else. If you know, I mean, unless you're working at Mac Calendar or freelancing, even if you're freelancing for a company, it's still your business. It is your business. It is your responsibility. You are a business person. It is the business of beauty.
And I think so much of it is because there's so many mega schools popping up in every town. And they're not, like we've talked about, they're not really delivering the type of curriculum they should. And a lot of the people leave there unknowing. They're like, wow, that was it? I'm a makeup artist now? And they go out on a set, and then they're embarrassed or humiliated or told they don't know what they're doing or their products aren't even appropriate. And they all want to grumble that there's no work out there. The market is oversaturated. I hear that all the time. The market's oversaturated with makeup artists. It's oversaturated. And the truth is, no, it's not. For those who know what they're doing, they're working constantly. Like, my grads are working their ass off. They don't have time to post stuff on Facebook very often, you know. But there's so many not working. I think that's why marketing classes are becoming big, because everyone's trying to figure out how to get work. I mean, if I had a dollar for every post I've ever seen on Facebook in the last month about how do you find brides, how do I get published air sheets, how do I get this, it's like, sure, I could sit there and write for 2 hours and explain stuff to them, but I don't have time. I mean, I'm busy teaching that for hours every night to my students who have paid to learn how to do it. So, I mean, people know when I do answer a question in a makeup artist group on Facebook, and God knows, I think I'm a member of about 98 of them, you know, my posts are always a mile long because I can't help but sometimes feel sorry for somebody. If I got 10 minutes to spend, I'm going to type my ass off for 10 minutes and try and help point out something that obviously they don't know. specifically when 45 other people have given them the worst advice ever. That hurts my heart. And I constantly want to do that. But marketing is not probably as popular, I think, although people need it and people want it, but it sounds boring. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people go, oh, I don't need that. I already have a business card. I hear that all the time, and I just laugh, and I'm like, okay, there's so much more than you own a business card and you have a website. So much more. I mean, most people's business cards are doing them an injustice. I challenge, I don't know how many people out there listening right now, take me a picture of your business card and send it to me, please. I mean, I have thousands in my collection, and there's probably like six that I think are doing people justice. There's a million things people can do wrong with business cards alone that hurt them, that absolutely, without a doubt, keep people from calling them. And they're unaware of it, or they wouldn't do it. But everyone just does what everyone else does, and they don't realize what everyone else does is totally going down the wrong path. So business cards alone, people think they don't need it. But, you know, I usually laugh when I see their card, and I'm like, oh, my God, I could talk to you for an hour about why this is hurting you.
Yep. Mm. Completely agree with you. I've always seen this as a business. I have never once ever mistaken this as something other than a business. This is my own business. It is my own business. And I have to build it. I have to understand that it is a business, that you're responsible. You're responsible for your taxes. You're responsible for your IRA. You're responsible for all the above, keeping track of your expenses. You're responsible for saving your money. It is your business. You are a business person in the business of beauty. I mean, I don't know how else to break it down.
Yeah, because if you don't pay your taxes, you're going to be responsible.
I mean, I don't know if the magic fairy is going to come out from and wave her wand and say, okay, I'm going to take care of all this for you. You are the one responsible for it. I mean, that's the bottom line, really.
Exactly. Donna, a question from the tweet chat. October 20th, what time are those auditions?
They need to call to set up a time. Number 714. Yeah, 714-438-2436. Kanisha Lee is one of my very successful graduates. She graduated my academy and within 9 months was represented by Cloutier. So those people who know who Cloutier Remix is, they're the largest makeup artist agency in the world. So most of their artists have been with them over 20 years, and she was represented by them within 9 months of graduating, which says a lot in itself. So you can imagine how amazing she is. She was working for Trump Tower, living in Trump Tower, doing, you know, Miss Universe division and doing all kinds of pageant things for many years. And she just relocated back to L.A., and she is the one partnering with me and helping me relaunch my agency. So they can ask for Kanisha.
Okay. All right. I'm typing. Okay. So, Donna and Marietta, what's next for you all?
Next for me is getting this planner out. it's so wonderful because I'm getting orders already. People are pre-ordering the planner because they realize that it makes it a lot easier for them to figure out their lives, their makeup lives and their personal lives and stuff, by having a planner that focuses on the things that they need to focus on. So they're starting to pre-order. They don't want to miss out. People have used the 52-week money challenge to help them save money to attend seminars and workshops because, okay, you know, dancers have a big challenge with saving money and stuff. So they've actually used that 52-week money challenge to help them save money. Lyra, who is on the in the chat room, oh, my God, this woman has taken the planner to a whole other level. She has been using every nook and cranny of that planner. She even taped envelopes inside the planner to keep her receipts and stuff. I mean, she has utilized it and getting money, and she has been making money because she's now keeping track of it properly, see? You don't know what you make if you don't keep track of it.
Right.
So,
right.
That's my next thing. I'm working on that, the plan. I'm also working on two little swatch card dictionaries, one that's who's who on the film set, and the other is the set terminology. So that when I, you know, when you hear an apple box, you don't have to run to craft service and pick up an apple and cut it. You will know what it is. There's a little dictionary to help you on the set, and it's going to be a sign that you can keep in your set bag. So that it's kind of smart and cute that you wouldn't, you know, you can open it up and look, and nobody will know. Oh, so that's what that is. Okay, now I know. So those are two of the things I'm working on.
Well, if you hear apple box on the set, you don't need to go pick up nothing. You need to go get a grip.
Exactly. Well, you hear half apple. You're not going to run to craft service and cut that apple in half and come back with a half apple. Or a pancake and look around for craft service to get a pancake.
Right.
So.
And I want to remind everybody that every time they do a class or a training or buy a fashion magazine or anything like that, it's tax deductible. Invest
right.
in yourself. Invest in your career. Call
exactly.
it a career, not a job.
But you know what? I'm glad you say when they buy a magazine, because that's what we need to get back to, buying magazines, buying books. I was joking with someone. Our union had some special effects makeup classes, and it was interesting because most of the people who took the classes were people who already knew how to do a lot of the stuff. None, you know, it's maybe like two or three of the newer people came to the class, and so we were a couple of us were joking about, you know, when we learned how to do, you know, some of that stuff, we had, you know, VHS tapes,
right.
You know,
yeah.
not even a DVD, but a VHS. You know,
yep.
And we learned how to lay, you know, and we had books. You
yep.
know, now it's like nobody wants to pick up a book. Everybody, I don't know, I just don't get it sometimes. It's like, I mean, I would much rather buy a book. Of course, if I can take a hands-on class, that would be wonderful. But I could have, you know, materials to kind of look back on at some other time if I'm having problems with, you know, what I'm trying to do, a tape or a DVD or whatever you want to call it, you know, a book, any of that stuff. I'm wondering how many people actually, you know, save their makeup artist magazines and actually go back to them.
I've got every single makeup magazine, every single first home, every single Artisan magazine, every single On Makeup magazine. I
right.
have my own archive collection, and I go back. I'm constantly going back and reading articles. I mean, it is amazing that I talk to these students. They don't even know what Variety is. They don't know what the Hollywood Reporter is. They don't
right.
know what any of these
the
things are.
Report.
They don't know what, they don't know.
But you know what they do know? They know IMDb.
YouTube.
Because it's online.
They know
but
IMDb.
You know what? Okay, can I say something real quick? IMDb I have issues with. Issues that I have had for the last however long they have been around, because they're very difficult to maneuver and manipulate, and they don't make corrections like they're supposed to. They've got a lot of my... I fought with them for years to get them to pull Marie Carter's work off of my work. They've made us one and the same person.
Well, you know, now you can go on and you can, you know, you can make the corrections yourself, and then they have to approve it. But to me,
I have done that, and I have been trying to get them. I sent them my resume. I said, look, this is my work.
Well, I have a problem with that sometimes, because let's say I'm on a job and I'm the department head, and then somebody else is the key, and, you know, the key, let's say she looks on IMDb, he or she looks on IMDb, and they don't see, you know, the information for that particular job out there. Well, they can go out there and add it on themselves, and so, you know, they can add to their department head out there, and then, you know, IMDb will approve that. And then I go out there looking and checking information, and somebody else is down as department head.
Yep.
It happens time and time again. I don't trust it.
Neither do I. But everybody uses it, and they all believe that it is, you know, that's the right information. But there's a lot of misinformation, like everything else. There's a lot of misinformation on there, and you've got to read between the lines.
Yeah, you do.
You know, you've got to read in between the lines and stuff. Again, there are no shortcuts in anything. It is your responsibility to make sure that you're getting the facts.
Right. That's right. That's absolutely right. Well, ladies, if you all would take the time to, like, shout out your website, your social media, you know, accounts, and anything else you want everybody to know.
Okay, you can reach me at www.MariettaCarta-Nurses.com. You don't spell out the hyphen, okay? It's Carta, Marietta Carta-Nurses.com. And lipstick lectures are on Saturdays, the second Saturday of every month. And every month I cover a different topic about film, working on a film set. Every single month. Yesterday we covered the union. So every month I cover a different topic on film. And because, again, my focus is bridging the gap between school and the set, but it's primarily for those who are interested in a career in film and television.
Okay.
And don't forget, order your makeup planner for 2014.
I was just about to say, I'm online now ordering.
And so 20%, use the code BTALK. Okay, that's all caps, BTALK.
All caps. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you on the West Coast, you have to get up at 8 a.m., be up at 8 for lipstick lectures, but it's worth it. And how long will we be able to use BTALK?
BTALK, I didn't put an N on it yet, so you,
okay.
You know, use it as fast as you can so I don't change my mind.
Okay. And if you have Marietta's planner for 2013, I think this is week 41, and you should have about $861 saved.
Yes, girlfriend.
This week's deposit is $341.
All right.
If you don't know how to have an extra $341, take my marketing class on creating a booming bridal business. You should be bringing
exactly.
in a couple grand a month doing weddings.
That's right,
Donna. I'm so tired of people saying they can't afford a class. It's like, that's exactly why you need my classes, because you don't know how to make a living at what you think you're doing.
Right. Right.
Right on.
And my website... My website, if you just go to Donna, me, and the E, Inc., INC.com, you can go to my own portfolio or all my speaking and writing gigs, stuff like that, as well as my academy site or my store site or my agency. They're all linked together. If you're just interested in the academy, it's EmpireAcademy.com. If you're looking for a new online discount store, you can go to All About Me, MWE, that's me, don't forget. allaboutmebeauty.com. If you go to the contact page, it drops down for a pro discount form. So if you fill that out, don't forget to email in your proof of pro status, whatever that might be. And it takes about a week for my staff to process that. Once you do that, you can see the Makeup Forever pages and additional makeup than you can see right now for just non-pros.
Also, if you guys are ever in the Costa Mesa area in California, you have to go to Donna's Academy. She is by far the largest museum collection of period memorabilia that you have ever seen in your entire makeup life. Do you understand me? I mean, that's one of the things I loved going to when I was teaching at her school. I just loved attending because not only did she have the ad from that era, but she had everything that was in the ad. I mean, it's overwhelming and mind-boggling, unbelievable collection of artifacts from the era.
Well,
every single thing you can think of.
2,800 pieces now.
Oh,
they're not on display anymore, though. They're in storage. I only put them on display for my period makeup workshop now, which is once a year because it's so much work. It takes me 3 days just to set it up. And about 2 days to put it all back away. So that is coming up. I don't know when. I think it's in the spring, but I call it 200 Decades of Beauty. So it's an amazing three-day workshop where they get like a four-hour tour of my vintage museum. At first, everyone thinks it just looks like a garage sale blew up. But as soon as I start talking and telling them stories about like really amazing things that they can know, that'll help them, especially those that want to go into TV and film so they're learning about the history of makeup. People can't get enough of it. And in addition, we cover 100 years of Vogue covers and, you know, iconic images and beauty icons in the industry that they should be aware of. You know, when they're on sets and someone's going to say, oh, it's, you know, that I need Barbarella hair or I need Holly Golightly eyes. And people are like, oh, what? Who's that? You know, if Kim Kardashian didn't have an episode about it, nobody knows what the hell anything is anymore. So it's an amazing workshop.
Donna, you need to take that museum around the world.
Yeah.
I'd be interested in doing it. I've taken it a few places. I put quite a bit of it at IMAX LA 1 year. I don't know what year it was, 2010 or 2011. And like LA Weekly wrote a thing about it recently, sort of the LA Times. The Today Show called me and wanted me to fly there and do a piece on it, but I don't know, then the fires happened in New York and all kinds of other things, and it kind of got set on the back burner, so I need to follow up with them.
Now, Marietta, I wanted to ask you really quickly, when is your planner due to mail out? If people purchase now, when will they receive it?
This is supposed to be ready by the end of Thanksgiving, somewhere around that area.
Okay.
I'm waiting for dates now. That's the thing. So people finalize their final date. So it's a little tricky there because I need to get those dates of those shows.
Okay.
So once I have those dates, then we're good to go.
Gotcha.
Have you already designed the new cover, Marietta?
Yes, my new cover is awesome. Let me see how I can put it up there.
I think I saw it somewhere. Didn't you put it out some?
I had it at the trade show, but I don't think I had it out there. I can put it. I'm gonna put it on my Facebook page.
Okay. I don't know why I thought I saw it somewhere.
Yeah, the new cover is awesome because this cover focuses on film. It's like
Was it like a film?
The inside of a makeup trailer. With the overlay of a script and the overlay of a call sheet.
Gotcha.
So it's very exciting, actually. I'm really, really, really happy. My friend in Barbados designed a cover for me. So I am
or
really
excited.
Or if
you need any pretty images for it, let me know. I'll let you use some of my chops.
I do. I actually would love a couple of images.
Yeah, just tell me what you need. I'll send it over.
I actually would. I'm actually going to share the cover on Facebook right now so that you can see it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, ladies, as always, it's been a pleasure. And, you know, of course, we ran out of time. We went over time and then ran out of time. But, that's how it is. That's how it is when we're talking to you two. So we really appreciate you joining us tonight. And for those who are still on the phone lines listening in, thank you very much. And for those who joined us on our tweet chat, thank you very much. We appreciate it. A lot of great information tonight. Lots of great information. So I always appreciate it when the two of you come on because you always have something to share. Donna? Marietta?
Make sure you all
work on my ultimate education vacation experience. You two handle that
in
your own time.
We have to plan that, Donna.
All right. Sounds good to me. How about Cancun? That's close enough to Florida.
Hey. That's fine.
I love me some Cancun.
Work it out. What happened to Barbados?
Barbados is fine, too.
Okay.
Hey,
I haven't been there.
I
guess I should be open.
You got to say, guys, we can do Cancun one time, Barbados another. It doesn't matter.
There you go. Seasonal.
There we go. There you go.
So
you
said it's a pleasure being on here with you. That's great. That's been great, you know. It's a real pleasure being on here with you.
Yes.
Yes, thanks for inviting me once again. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So for those of you who are listening, and if you enjoyed tonight's show, go out and mark it as a favorite on our profile page here on Blog Talk Radio. You can join us on Facebook for a few more minutes. We'll be chatting on the Beauty Talk page there. But again, thanks for those who... Okay, on the cover. Okay, sure. So I'll go out there and check Marietta's cover of her new planner out. And then once I get off, I have to go grab my credit card and jump back on. So for those of you who want to save 20%, you can order your planner now using BTALK, all capital letters, as your discount code. And that's on MariettaCarter-Narcisse.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
You got to add my Bali Beauty Camp on there, Marietta.
Yeah, exactly.
Your Bali Beauty Camp will go in there, my dear.
Woohoo!
Definitely we have to have that in there.
All right. I only got 4 seats left.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I've artists coming from America, Canada, Australia, and South Africa so far.
Wow, awesome.
Wow.
That is awesome.
This is a question that I wanted to ask you, Donna. Okay, Donna, if you have a few minutes, go on to our Facebook page, and I'll ask you the question there. Because since we're no longer recording, I don't want to keep talking. So, because
nobody's listening to us, but we're just bullshitting ourselves.
Oh, no. We have people on the phone lines who are listening, but but since we're no longer recording, somebody may want to know the answer to this, and I would rather them see it on Facebook.
Okay.
Then have it on empty space. So thank you all for listening, and thank you to ladies for joining us. If you can join us on Facebook, please do so. We love you all. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Good night, guys. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.